there.
Yep.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates.
We're back.
For the big game preview.
Again.
Yeah, we're back again.
At the Superdome.
At the Superdome.
For the lesser plate.
Correct. Skull to the Bowl.
We're coming back next year.
25-26 season. You know? So just remember that.
SoFi next year, right?
I don't know, but the Vikings will be in it. Led by J.J. McCarthy. But anyway, Super Bowl. I mean, big game.
Ready Super for Bowl.
You know.
But we ready for the cappy?
Of course. With that, of course, this episode is actually sponsored by the cappy, which you do see if we take a look at Rob.
Boom, really right quick. Here. Little rotation.
Covers the drink right up.
Yeah, team's about to score the big touchdown. Just throw it in there, a little pre. Ready to go? Boom.
But
hold it back a little bit.
Speaking of pre, I should have pre-planned that a little better because Jake is going to show us now how to open it first, and then you can cover it like Rob showed us. So,
well, after Rob's done finishing his, then you got to open your next one.
Yeah.
So upside down.
Your team scores.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Flip it upside down, and then just pull. Ah.
Boom, there you go.
Sound of refreshness.
It helps out the ladies with the long nails, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely it does. So if you're, whether you're watching the big game this week or whatever, you better get on Amazon, like, right now probably to grab one of their four packs or a couple four packs if you're having a bunch of people.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a couple. I got brother-in-laws and their spouses coming over. So
for the big game. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, you got a couple days to get it before the Super Bowl.
So grab your cappies. The cappy is what they're called. Four pack on Amazon, you know, recognized packaging. And with that, fellas, let's head right into our tent talk.
911, what's your emergency?
And with that, we're just throwing everybody off here because we're already in tent talk. So if you've been with us all season,
pretty wild.
Usually
crazy day.
We recap a game right about here. You know what? I also didn't do any introductions. That's why I was so thrown off. That's why everything was just weird right there for the first 3 minutes. So anyway, before we even get into the tent talk, Jake, thanks for being here this week.
Thanks
for
having me back again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome back.
That's right. Sore losers still show up.
Hey.
So we're here.
Yeah.
Fair.
So we're all losers up here. But
and he's got a little purple on, too. So, we'll a little bit of that.
Yeah. It's all right. Whatever. But we'll touch on the Ravens here before we talk about the Super Bowl, just for any of our Raven listeners out there, just to get a take from a Ravens fan. And then, obviously, Rob. Back again.
It is.
Every week.
We're getting towards the end of the season. We're up to the big game. Just went to Costco, picked up some wings. I'm getting ready for the game. It's going to be a good day.
How many wings you get?
Well, it's that six-pack thing. I don't know if that's 5 pounds, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What? Is it just for you?
No.
Wow. Damn, I was like, dang, that's a lot of wings, man.
My boys love little chicken wings on the smoker.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's sauce with them? It.
Nah, we leave them bare, and then we just toss afterwards if you want to.
Okay.
I like dry rub.
Oh, okay, dry rub guy. All right, fair enough. Before we get too deep into the wings here, don't forget Kev, too, behind the camera, making everything happen for us. Yes, sir.
Blink if you're alive. Well, he's alive. I saw it. You did.
You guys did not see it. He did not blink. So injuries. Brandon Graham, we mentioned last week, hoping that he was going to be available. His practice window has been opened. That's all we really know at the current moment that I've seen anyway, unless you guys have seen differently. But
I've seen him just, was it limited?
I'd imagine he won't be doing much until the game, and maybe it'll be maybe work him in here and there.
So what was his injury, actually?
Wasn't it a pec?
Yeah, a bicep. Tricep. That's what it was. Yep. Who else was injured that was looking to see if it was going to come back for the Chiefs? He had the abdominal issue. Was it one of their receivers? Sky Moore.
So far, Sky Moore is not going to be available.
Nobody's heard that name in like a year.
True. But I don't know if he's in football shape even, but I saw it on the injury report of he's available on February 9th.
He might get cut this offseason.
He's officially listed as doubtful at the moment.
Okay.
Sky Moore with the abdomen.
But
we also mentioned Landon Dickerson last week, big time player for the Eagles. Got to have him on that O-line. Him and Cam Jurgens, center Cam Jurgens, set and healthy for the Super Bowl. So that's a pretty huge update for the Eagles heading into the big game.
2 weeks of rest really helps.
Yeah.
You know? 100%.
You know, so and
after whatever we call the Pro Bowl games. So
The entertainment game, pretty much. Yeah. But I think Brandon Graham, if he is somewhat available to play, he's going to play, you know.
Well, he'll want to play. Yeah. Do they play him if he's only 75%?
I don't know. Why not? He's been the Eagle forever, and I think just
his
nostalgic
whole career,
wise, yeah.
Has he been there his whole career?
All he's got to do is rush Mahomes.
Yeah.
You just put him in like
passings.
Passing down situations. Just put him in there and have him go to town.
Give a blow every once in a while. Yeah.
Every once in a while. Some news. Chiefs have already got a deal in place with Miami Heat owner Pat Riley, to use the words, quote, three-peat, which has been trademarked since 1989.
I did not know that.
Foil hat.
I did
right
not
there.
See. I know. Yeah, for real. I know. And it is weird. And allegedly, they have up to like $1 million, I think it is, set aside for it as well. Like, probably. It's already in place and all that, which is a weird thing to just buy before the game even happens. So,
because you know they've got all of that merchandise already prepped.
For both teams.
Oh, yeah.
For both teams.
So, and so Fanatics made it all, so I don't think they paid a dime.
But does
it
already have three-peat on it?
It's
before,
got to.
Before this deal was in place?
Probably.
You know?
And then
so
they're like,
kinda,
we got to get it.
Oh, to even print it, you probably have to get something in the works legally.
You would think so. Yeah. To use those words, allegedly, because they've been trademarked, which I just had no idea.
I can see why they would have to do that prior to then.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
But also, why would you, I mean, if you don't think you're going to end up doing, like, if you don't think the Chiefs are going to end up three-peating or, again, tinfoil hat, if the NFL script is the Chiefs are going to three-peat, then, of course, they're going to go and take the time and make sure they've got all of the legalities figured out for that. So that's the tinfoil hat. So
there you go. There you go.
Well, we'll see when we get into your picks if you're going the tinfoil hat route or not. I can't read his eyes. I can't tell. He looked really interesting.
I got some AFC vibes out of that look.
We'll see in a minute. Cooper Kupp has been informed that he will be pretty much shopped. They're going to try to trade him, but he does have a pretty big deal. So maybe he ends up getting cut. Depends if somebody really wants to pay him.
Yeah, I can't imagine,
you know what
anyone's
I mean?
What would you pay for him? A third, fourth, fifth rounder?
To take on, and you probably want the Rams to retain some of that salary a little bit even, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I think he'll be more or less cut and then sign with somebody, but I get why you want something out of him if you're the Rams, but who's taking on that, you know what I mean, that deal?
I guess shop him. I guess the reason maybe why you would do it now for GM, say you were looking for a slot receiver like that, and then you secure the, Cooper, and then in the draft, you get the slots covered. You don't have to, worry about it. Maybe that's a scenario I could see out of a GM, but I can't, whatever that roster date is, I can imagine he's going to get cut.
Roster bonus, fully guaranteed.
What are you getting paid?
Well, it's 2023.
$15 million?
Let's see, roster bonus, third league day of 2026. Nope.
That's a mammoth cap hit. Holy cow.
What is this
cap hit? This year was $29 million.
Jeez.
Next season it'll be 27.3.
Yeah, no one's taking on that.
27.3. That's what I mean. I don't think anybody will actually trade for him.
Oh, hold on. What's their dead cap
money? Maybe like a sign-in trade? Could they do something like that?
Well, I thought I just saw something. Rams willing to pay some of Cooper Kupp's contract to facilitate the trade.
They get a $7.5 million cap savings if they cut him before June 1st.
Yeah, that's so far away. That's after the draft too.
Yeah, that's what's guaranteed in March.
And then they actually save $15 million if they cut him after June 1st, but maybe they just want to do him a solid.
Yeah, I probably more in that direction.
They might try to pay like the $7.5 million signing bonus, maybe, but it's still you're still over 20 million for
yeah. And what would he be on the market? But it's actually a good year for him to go on the free agent.
I would agree with that.
Other than T. Higgins,
yeah, T. Higgins is the only.
What do you get? D Hop
receiver.
Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper would probably be two.
I think Amari Cooper will get a better deal than D Hop will.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he probably.
That's about it, really.
He's a close two with Amari Cooper, I think. T Higgins is number one receiver free agent, but I think Cooper Kupp makes a good argument to be the number two free agent receiver.
Two or three, I would. Yeah, I'd put him in there.
Let's see. Myles Garrett officially requests trade.
If you haven't seen.
If you have not
spoilers,
seen it,
I know.
It's everywhere.
Pretty crazy news weekend, just in general.
There's a couple of random little things that you're just like, whoa, whoa, oh, snap, you know? Yeah. And Myles Garrett said, what, like a month or 2 months ago, how he's like, you know, I do kind of want to be here in Cleveland, right, but I don't want to be part of a rebuild. So maybe now they've oh my God. Let me just short circuit there for a minute. So maybe Cleveland came to him and was like, hey, man, like, Deshaun's out for the entire year, probably next year, maybe again or something, and we got to start rebuilding, you know. And maybe they just given him that option, and there's plenty of options out there for him.
There is, but that's almost
Detroit.
Then you're looking into the draft. Does he not? You know, because Cleveland's number two.
Yeah.
So are they going to take one of the top two quarterbacks? You know. Which
if I'm Cleveland, I'm not.
Which you're probably not, you know, because I think Cam Ward's end up going number one, either to, I think, Tennessee if they're fully committed and just moving on from Will Levis, or someone moves up to get him.
Right.
I think that's where Cam's going to go.
An interesting situation.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So that, but back to Myles Garrett.
We'll have a draft show.
You know, like, yes. And he's what, probably in his prime, late 20s?
29.
So, like, yeah, I think if he's going to move somewhere, this would be a good time for him to do it. But I don't know what the draft cap to get him is going to be.
Two ones?
Or, that's probably what he's worth, but will they actually
do
it?
You do a one, a two, and then another
trade
into
Atlanta
return
for Kirk Cousins.
And
and
somebody else.
But then you're still paying Deshaun Watson, right? And I don't know how the IR stuff works with NFL contracts, you know. But because maybe if you're on IR, then that money doesn't count against your cap. I don't know if that's true in the NFL or not, but like it works in other sports. But probably something we should know.
Some in the comments.
Good thing I'm a host of a show about the football.
There's a lot of information out there.
There is. Do you think Myles Garrett's decision to request a trade is a result of Deshaun Watson re-tearing his Achilles? Because what's really different from the trade deadline to now, and it's really that piece, isn't it? Where it was like, well, we think Deshaun Watson's tracking to be back next year, tears his Achilles again, and like, well, all right, now I'm back to square one. Because I remember there being a lot of talk.
Maybe they've told them they're concerned about Deshaun Watson's injury.
Because after the Browns like traded Amari Cooper, it was like, oh man, who else are the Browns going to trade? Is it going to be Myles Garrett? It ends up being Za'Darius Smith, the Lions, right?
Which was a trade, a free draft pick.
Yeah.
So it was just like they had an opportunity and maybe could have gotten more value out of it then versus now, because you're like, oh, Myles Garrett wants to be traded. Okay, so we can.
I think it's just he doesn't think Cleveland's going to be very good in the near future. You know,
no, 100%.
I don't think their running game solved. They don't have it. What's their receivers looking like? Jerry Jeudy. You know, and on the defensive side, it's probably the best side of either of them, you know, so.
I mean, you'd be losing a stud, but.
Well, yeah, but, least, you know, but as him looking at it, I mean, I don't know if that, you know, and then that's back to the quarterbacks. Who are you going to bring in?
But if you can get more draft capital, you take the pass rusher out of Penn State, you know, to replace Myles Garrett. So you already fill that void.
Yeah, for Cleveland, you know, if the deal can go through
and
they can get what they want.
First,
yeah.
You know.
For sure. But I just don't know if there's going to be a team that gives up a 29-year-old.
What about like a 20s pick?
Well, who has all the money? Let's think about it. Washington.
Detroit's got a little bit.
No more. New England. They have. Yeah. I think they have the most.
I don't think he's going to go to New England. I don't see him coming here.
Right, because the other thing is he in his press release, he said he wants to win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he's going to want to go to a team Washington's that's ready to win now.
Washington would be a great spot for him.
Probably be a good fit, too. Interesting. So anyway, on the Myles Garrett watch, if you will. And then there's one more decision that's kind of looming on our old Rodgers watch we used to have on the show's past seasons. Because more about when Rodgers is going to be a free agent. Well, there's he could be again. But Aaron Glenn has allegedly, you know, had texts with Rodgers and the GM out there and blah, blah, blah. They're trying to figure it out. But they say a decision will come soon, and I'd imagine it means the exit of Aaron Rodgers from the New York Jets. But I have
which is interesting then, because we're the Jets on the draft.
He's on his way to Minnesota.
I know.
To complete the cycle. You give JJ McCarthy one more year to, you know what I mean. Now, don't get me wrong, the Vikes. Never mind. I'm not going on a Vikes tangent.
I don't want Jordan Love, though, FYI. I mean, I'll maybe take Rodgers for a year. But
I was thinking about making the argument to franchise tag Sam Darnold this week after I was originally against it.
But
it's just too much money.
Woody Johnson has any say in it, Rodgers is probably not sticking around in New York. I think it makes sense for the Jets to try and keep Rodgers.
Who would they replace him with, you know?
Right, that's the thing. Like the quarterback free agent
who's going to be a free agent.
The quarterback free agent market's kind of going to be kind of wild and crazy.
I mean, other than Cousins and Sam Darnold, they're kind of the two big ticket guys. Would you say
Russell Wilson's kind of
Russell signed?
No.
Russell Wilson. He was on a one-year deal. And I think Justin Fields is. No, he's not signed. I thought Justin Fields was.
I don't see the Jets having a first round draft pick. I'm just looking at logos. So if I'm missing their logo, but
there's
no quarterbacks out there for him to go get anyway. So
right, unless you want to pay Darnold and well,
cool. Imagine Darnold going back to the Jets. As a Jets fan, how would you feel? Like seriously, Jets fan, tell me how you would feel if.
I mean, you saw what his potential was this season, though. You know, you were able to finally see it. However, the last two games are going to weigh heavily in a lot of people's minds, not just Minnesota. I mean, across the league, and everybody, you know, they're talking three-year deals for $100 million. Who's paying them that? Who's going to pay him that after those two games? Other than the Giants or a team in the Giants situation that's not really competing for a playoff spot, no playoff team that would may or may not need a quarterback would be paying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Not a playoff team. He could go to Oakland.
That's a possibility, right?
Unless they
draft Shadur.
Six, and then if they pick up, like, I kind of think that Arizona receiver, Sam and the new receiver would be a nice combo there.
Yeah. It's not the worst idea.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, interesting stuff. Coaching, just a couple of small things. Chip Kelly coming back to the NFL again, this time as the Raiders OC to pair up with Pete Carroll.
It never goes well
for him.
Well, because he was head coach of the Eagles, then head coach of the 49ers. Then I think after that, he went back to college, right?
I think there's a couple more.
But did he come back with a stint as like an OC in like Jacksonville or something?
He did come back as an OC
for
somewhere.
Like Urban Meyers. The legendary Urban Meyers year of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The famous. Is there like a gate to that? Like the Barstool gate?
So, yeah, he was head coach Eagles 13 to 15, San Fran in 16 head coach, and then went to UCLA for a minute, 2018 to 2023, and then was the OC at Ohio State. And they just won the Natty. So now he's going to go be OC in the Vegas. So
great spot to be in Vegas.
It'll be
interesting to see how things work out because I heard lots of stories that he didn't jive well as a head coach with a lot of older players. Like his new coaching philosophy and the technology stuff with conditioning just didn't jive.
But he's also an OC this time instead, right. And he hasn't coached in the NFL since 2016. So a lot of those older players are maybe now out. So now those younger players, you know what I mean? Maybe it'll work this time. Yeah.
Maybe he was taking some technology classes at Ohio State for a couple of years, you know? He's over there just, you know, Apple sharing stuff.
Hyperbolic chambers for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. I saw this thing online. Anyway, let's see. Saints looking to meet again with the Eagles OC Kellen Moore after the Super Bowl.
That's got to be a done deal.
Yeah, we were just talking before the pod. It's probably just a formality. They're probably just saying that because they're about to play in the Super Bowl, like, day after, 2 days after, he's probably flying to New Orleans to take the job.
Yeah.
That's an interesting fit.
I think it's
New Orleans is in trouble. I mean, they got some work to do down
there. I think
there.
It's a good change of pace for them, bringing in an offensive-minded coach after having Dennis Allen there.
Yep.
They need it.
How do you feel about Derek Carr?
I think he's serviceable.
Yeah, he's serviceable. You still have weapons. Hopefully, Olave can stay healthy. Kind of couple of scary big hits and that concussions kind of make you a little worried about him. But there's
what was the other receiver there for a minute?
Old school?
Old Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas, yeah. He's starting to go down the Michael Thomas injury train. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I would feel bad for Saints fans to get another pretty darn good receiver and then just can't stay on the field, you know? Yep.
Now, where are they drafted?
Best abilities, availability, you know, type deal.
Yeah, that their defense is getting so old, too.
Yeah. And this is a good draft to do it. Defensive line or offensive tackles. There's so many of them out there.
Sure. Houdat Nation, who do you want to see? What do you want to see this offseason? Let us know. And then finally, Mike McCarthy, taking the year off.
Good for him.
Just like Pete Carroll. But taking the year off, you know, just chilling. He'll be head coach next season of the Dallas Cowboys again. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, think about where would he think he could go.
It was a
go.
Mutual split, though.
Yeah.
And Jerry's
like, who's on the hot seat?
Brian
who would be on the hot seat? Probably coming. I don't know. The NFL is hard to figure out hot seats because it changes. So
Dable allegedly isn't, and he's one that I thought for sure would have been.
I could see McCarthy in New York.
As a Giant, it'd be interesting.
I'm trying to think who else would it be. Do you think Cohen lasts more than a season in Jacksonville?
I mean, that's a coin flip. Whoever's coaching, that's kind of what I've heard as well.
It's like, and with how, I don't know, everybody's, like, worried about his commitment because he kind of jumps to the next best job. Well, now you're a head coach in the NFL. There's really nowhere else to go from that point, right? So maybe
unless he's taking Rodgers' job, flourish, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, I don't know. So other than him, like, I mean, unless there's another first, you know, new head coach this year that gets fired after year one, I don't know who would be out there unless the Packers do really bad again. Is LaFleur on the hot seat, you know? I don't know.
Or maybe the Steelers say, finally, Tomlin does make the playoffs. Because at some point,
they will move on.
And I felt like this was a year where the fans kind of turned on him a little bit after that playoff loss.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. I mean, they're probably over it a little bit. But also, like, you're rolling in with two quarterbacks. You're not fully committed either way. I mean, yeah, you started Russell when you can, but...
But next year looks the same.
I know. Right. Yeah, and so it's just like, are we going to get the same thing? So, yeah, maybe looking for a change in Pittsburgh. Mike McCarthy? Anyway.
It's just an interesting year in the draft that we don't have in these big quarterbacks coming out. You know, I think last year was a big spoil, and the year before we had at least four or five, you know?
I think this will be a good draft for defense. See who sneaks up there in the first round.
Yeah, I feel like there's a couple top guys, but then like 5 through 25, they're all kind of about kind of a need thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a deep draft too. Yeah. I think second through fourth round is better than a normal
quality
year.
Players.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But there's just no big high end. Hey, look at me. You know, I'm Marvin Harrison Jr. My dad was in the NFL. Storylines. You know.
Yeah.
Well, there's Shedeur Sanders.
Well, that too. But I think in general, everyone's kind of sick of the Sanders.
Well, yeah, they're sick of them. And I don't think people believe the productivity. Like, he's not going to be.
He's
going to
drop in the draft.
He's not going to be the guy.
Like, there's all this hype, and, you know, he's.
Oh, I don't think he's going
to
drop. I just think he's.
I think he might actually drop.
Yeah.
I think he might actually drop. Like, I think teams are going to front a little bit and then be actually a little bit nervous about some of the stuff they've seen.
Because it's like if you took Shedeur Sanders or even Cam Ward this year and their production, and then you put him in last year's draft class.
They're second rounders.
Yeah. They're just the best of a bad group.
Well, that's what I mean.
Position group right now.
Somebody's going to drop. somebody that's supposed to be up there.
But there's so many teams that need a quarterback that they're one of them's going to be willing.
I think that
that's why Sam Darnold's price is still going to be up.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
Cousins is still going to get
the quarterback free agent market is going to be wild and crazy this year, and I'm really excited to see how that shakes out.
Then who runs the market this year? I think is it Sam Darnold?
I think it's Sam Darnold and how the Falcons choose to what the Falcons choose to do with Kirk Cousins. If they say, see you, Kirk, and trade him or cut him, whatever.
Are you signing Kirk over Sam Darnold then if you're a quarterback needy team and maybe draft some other position early in the first
round?
That
depends on who my head coach is. If I'm an offensive minded head coach, I'm probably going to take Sam Darnold because I'm going to have him for longer and I can like continue to develop him.
Yep.
Whereas Kirk Cousins has been in the league for so long, he's
set in his ways.
Yep.
Fair enough.
And okay. Slower.
Interesting. Slower.
Play action.
Fair enough. No, I appreciate the take. With that, I got one question before we get to the big game preview, and that's just Jake. You know, obviously, this is your chance here as a Ravens fan. You know, season ended not the way you wanted it to, but what would you like to see happen in Baltimore this offseason? Like, any, you know, maybe your top two, three items or something.
Better 2-point conversion plays.
Why? The same one's not working.
Whoops.
No, I love that you shared that video that I found. I was just like, man, this looks so familiar. I've seen this play fail too many times. I'd like to see the Ravens get a dominant, like, edge rusher. Don't get me wrong, they're defensive line did really well.
There's one in the division up for grabs.
Yeah, but we don't have the cap space for it because right now he's going to need 19 mil and the Ravens don't have that cap space. They could free some up by cutting like Marlon Humphreys.
We'll take him.
There you go. Free agent. Marlon Humphreys.
Actually, I would probably take that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, but that would be like ideal situation. We get a dominant
edge rusher. Okay,
edge rusher.
Fair enough.
And then
tackle probably.
Yeah, the offensive line once again is going to get picked apart in free agency because McCary and Ronnie Stanley are unrestricted free agents.
Left guard and left tackle. There we go.
The entire left side, just like Yeah.
Yeah.
But Eric DaCosta always does well in the draft. And even in the free agent market, I was concerned at the beginning of the year how that offensive line was going to look after losing. I think we lost two or three starting offensive linemen last year going into this year. Mm-hmm. And they moved parts and pieces around, started off slow, but they figured it out, gelled, and allowed Derrick Henry to have an amazing year. I'd like to see them maybe extend Derrick Henry's contract to maybe free up some additional cap space there, too.
Good idea. How old is he now?
31.
31?
Yep.
Okay.
That's enough there for running back.
Yeah, the wrong side of 30.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tyler, you're in that boat, too.
Nope.
Happy belated birthday to Tyler, everyone. Oh, yep.
Wait a minute. We can probably move on from that.
Anyway.
Sweet, thanks, bud. Yeah.
I think, and then just additional second, or at least working on the continuing to work on the secondary. So.
Okay, so to recap. Extend Derrick Henry, work on secondary, and what was the first thing?
Dominant edge rusher.
And a tackle.
And then the offensive line.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Eric DaCosta will get that figured out, the offensive line, sure. In the draft. I don't know who's going to be out there in the free agent market.
Cam Robinson.
You think Vikings will let Cam go?
100%. Well, I mean,
Dariusaw will be slated to be back.
And we're not going to pay $20 million for whatever he's
backup tackle at that point because Brian O'Neill's on the other side.
You sure? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
You can have him.
All right.
We might take Trey Smith.
Okay, well, let's do a trade right now. Ravens will trade you Humphreys, and then we'll take Robinson.
Well, he's a free agent, so we... Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll take Humphreys. Yeah.
There you go.
I'll date it.
That's cool.
Sold.
Then we can franchise tag him.
What?
Yeah. Why would you? That's be expensive for you can Cam
for a left tackle. That'd be the most expensive O-line franchise tag you would think, right? Left tackle maybe.
No, quarterback.
Especially trend for Williams. Numbers yeah. pushing
and now
up.
Darisaw yeah. signed a pretty good yeah. deal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But with that, anyway, let's head right into our big game preview.
Big game.
Big game.
Preview.
And with that, we are finally here. The big game.
The big moment.
The big moment. But before we get to the big moment, Rob's got a big moment over here.
Rocky Bait. The Cappy.
The Cappy. Boom.
Assisting.
There it is.
With the show tonight.
With that, moving on anyway, the big game. Yes. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, whatever. Obviously, we're going to talk about this game a little bit, but I don't think any of us are very excited about this,
I am. What per se. Are you talking about? Why
I mean, it's going to be a good game, right? Like, I reckon it'll be a good game, but...
Yeah, in terms of...
It's the same thing again. Like, yeah. It's not as flashy, I think, is the term for it, other than the fact the Chiefs could three-peat, right? That's the big flashy headline. That's why they've already paid the money and tinfoil hat and the NFL script says they're going to win. Yeah.
I mean, but. I think it's just the storylines are kind of the same, and we've already heard these storylines, and that's, I think, why it seems like it's a little dull this year.
Mm. However, I am intrigued because this is a different Eagles team than it was the last time they played.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. But also, we're not getting any Taylor Swift. Like, we're getting minimum Taylor Swift conversation, you know?
But well, you had to bring it up now.
This year versus
last
year.
But I'm just saying that's what's different about this year. They're talking about Miles, Garrett trade is the number one thing to talk about right now.
Yeah, true. Over the Super Bowl even right now.
Other than Kelce going, what was the question? He goes, what question would you ask the media and be like, why are you bringing up this whole ref thing, you know?
That is what he asked.
But other than that, there's not a lot of big storylines. Is why I think that there's a...
Yeah, like Media Day wasn't as, it's just not as exciting.
Not a lot of things to talk about. I was like, is Travis Kelce going to retire? Is Andy Reid going to retire after this year?
And Travis says he's going to play another three, hopefully, at least. Yeah. Allegedly, which is crazy because we were actually thinking that.
Yeah.
This could be his last year on. He says he's... feeling the best he's felt in a minute. So took you half the season, buddy. But here you are.
As far as like matchups go, this was the one I was least looking forward to out of the final four.
Why is that?
I just feel like it would be more exciting, offensively. I think
seeing two
like
less better teams,
like better offenses. Well, the Eagles actually have like the number two offense, but anyway.
Way to go to against your argument.
I know, right? I'm on a roll. I just think it would have been more. We would have seen more entertainment out of like Bills Eagles or Bills Commanders than Chiefs.
So it just sounds like you just didn't want the Chiefs.
Well, I mean, I am sick and tired of the Chiefs. So there's that fatigue where it's like, it's the Chiefs again. It's fifth time in 6 years,
We are just sick of seeing.
This is the same storyline. Yeah, it's like rereading a book you've already written.
Right. But that's why I still think that's why this one's different. You know, Jalen Hurts, the last time they played, that was only his second full season in the NFL. You know, he's matured a little bit since then.
He played a stellar game,
and he did.
Just that one fumble cost the Eagles that W.
For sure, and they have a way different running game this time around.
Yeah, I think for me, that's the biggest story is if Saquon Barkley is going to be able to carry the Eagles to another win, and pretty much showcase and like icing on the cake for this is
running backs.
We've been talking about it all year. Running backs are coming back.
Running backs too.
So it's just let's go.
But you saw it, and that's why earlier, I don't know if you saw, I was rewatching again the highlights of the AFC Championship game. And the reason why I was doing that is the Bills were beating up on the Chiefs early with especially the outside the tackle runs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, holy crap, does Saquon have the speed for that? And obviously we saw NFC Championship game. You know, yes, the Eagles dominated on the ground. We kind of expect that. I think they just wore Washington down.
For sure.
You know, I think they'll you know, the Eagles will come out and try to pound the rock right away just to see, you know, how the Chiefs are going to react. But I think it's going to be some outside stuff or the quick hit stuff, you know, the screens, yeah, just to get, you know, Devontae Smith or Saquon outside and just let them make plays with their feet, you know. And, you know, as it progresses, you know, there's no way we don't see downfield shots to A.J. Brown as well. And that's why I think it's just going to open up a chance. I don't know. That's...
I'm calling play one, play action deep.
You think
play
so?
Play action, yeah, deep on play
zone.
One.
Little zone. Okay. Well, play action
and that's the thing. They're expecting you to run the ball. You yeah. just scored yeah. seven I rushing
what
touchdowns.
That's what this conversation. You know, you're that's, like, the Eagles are going to pound the ball.
That's exactly what they're going
to
expect.
And I fully anticipate that Spagnuolo is going to scheme that way, too. Is like, and he's done that against all of the other really good running teams this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to put eight in the box. We're going to stop the run, and we're going to make you try and beat us over the top.
Yeah. But that's the problem. You get eight in the box. If they get caught up in traffic, Saquon is so fast, he's already gone on the outside corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am actually excited to
see,
watch
now
the game.
That, yeah. See, because it's just you're like, excited about the X's and O's, and you're not excited about the storyline.
That's why I mean. Right. It's not as flashy. It's more like tactical. You know, it's more
I love
of a,
that.
It's
I
more
love
of a,
the match at McDuffie versus he going in to go up against Smith or you
A.J.
know,
Brown. Oh, yeah. Man. So. Yeah, like for Saquon, as far as like explosive plays, I made note of this. So he led the league with 940 or more yard or like plays of 40 or more yards. He had 12 30 yard or more rushes, 19 of 20, and then he had 860 yard. Like, so we know he's going to.
Yard,
so
yeah, that's,
we know
I had him in fantasy.
That's the breakaway.
Oh,
so we know like he's gonna end up breaking one eventually. So is the Chiefs defense, is Spagnuolo's defense going to be able to continue to stop the run?
And they're gamblers.
Yeah.
You know, like that's
well,
the thing.
Because they fill so hard, though.
They do.
Like the Chiefs defense, they're gonna come out and hit hard right away. Yeah. I mean, and, both yeah. sides are, right? It's the Super Bowl. Who are we kidding? But the Chiefs, you know, in that AFC game, like they were coming down hard and filling hard.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I don't know, as long as they don't get caught in the wash or anything like that and can still, you know, be gaps down and make sure to establish the edge, they're fine on Saquon. But if he gets half a step, it's
well,
that's part of the issue with being so aggressive.
Yeah.
Which but is fine.
Would you
it's
say James
them,
Cook and Barkley have the same speed?
Speed-wise, it's similar,
probably.
But I would say, like,
so they're literally playing.
Barkley's ability, his acceleration and ability to hit the hole is quicker.
I agree.
Quicker than James Cook.
And he's more inside the tackles. He'll run inside the tackles more effective.
Barkley's
more elusive than James Cook is, too.
A little more shifty.
Yeah, he's gonna
shifty.
Like, he's gonna juke or he's gonna break tackles.
Maybe you should stand up and show us.
Kev, zoom out.
No, we're not doing that.
In studio.
I got a ball. Here we go.
We're gonna bring it in next season. In studio demonstrations
there we
by
go.
Our guests.
There
that,
it is.
That,
there
only
it
if there's a helmet to wear too.
At all.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we'll
mini
have a helmet.
Okay. Yeah, wear the mini helmet.
We'll have a banner with the boys' helmet to wear. Don't you worry. I'm working on that.
All right.
I'll have
like it.
I'll have it.
Sorry, we got off topic.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. So. Let's talk about the Chiefs for a minute and their offense. So I think if they can somehow utilize any mismatch with Travis Kelce, that's their best opportunity. I mean, I think you got to get Xavier Worthy the ball fast, like a jet or, you know, maybe even a receiver screen. Like, those seem to be becoming more popular with players like Xavier Worthy. Or you see it with Amon-Ra. They run a lot of receiver screens and
yeah.
stuff.
I mean, that Breed runs,
but
he's been running screens and stuff forever.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's what I mean. So I think that's just a perfect way to get everybody comfortable. But eventually you're going to get a couple mismatches with Travis Kelce, and I absolutely look for him to go over 100 yards.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be the number one target. He's hot right now.
Ooh, you're going with the hotness, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, the hotness of his play. Let's be clear.
Okay.
Let's be clear. Sorry, Taylor. I don't want to step on your toes here.
I really like.
He's still a fan. Don't worry.
I really like the matchup of the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver group versus the Eagles secondary. I think both are really well like balanced out. Where you've got because you've got. Hold on. I got notes.
It's interesting because that's where I like the Philly
because it's
DBs
like
better
because like you've got Xavier Worthy who's been continuing to improve all year. He's got
correct. Yeah, I agree.
Super speed. Hollywood Brown, you know, he's super fast. He works up well in the slot. Juju Smith-Schuster's been there. He knows it. And then you have DeAndre Hopkins, too.
Yep.
So I think that
red zone guy.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, I feel like that's all he really is, or maybe a third down catch.
And for whatever reason, there's Justin Watson, and you have no idea when you're watching the games. You're just like, he all of a sudden just like shows up and has a couple of big grabs, and you're just who the heck is this guy?
I know.
And like that's totally why I think Kelce will get some mismatches, and he's going to get ridiculous amount of targets because you have to account for all those guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, great point. They got a great receiver room. That's true.
Because Braun's probably going to be covering him, right?
Zach Bond?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be shadowing Mahomes a lot.
Okay, he's going to be more of the QB spy.
See, yeah.
Who are they going to put on Kelce then? Are they going to drop down the safety and play a lot of one high? Because I feel like
you could probably
they have enough speed on the outside where they can play a little more aggressive against the Chiefs.
Right. Because
but that's almost where Tyler says that's where Kelce
but that's
gets
where you're,
goofy.
But that's where I'm saying. Well, so if you're bringing down the safety, you're playing man on
you
the safety
play,
man up
high.
On Kelce.
Yeah, I mean three high zone on the back end.
I think Kelce eats the zone alive.
Well, no, and then you play man underneath in the middle.
Yeah, but Kelce eats
or a robber in the middle with the drop down safety.
But like with Kelce, he's running like he's running choice routes. He's like, oh, I'm gonna take a look. What's the field giving me? Even if it's man, like you have no idea which way he's going.
And that's the hard part. And that's just Andy Reid and Mahomes, and then Mahomes and Kelce being all one collective unit. That's so hard.
They play it together for so long. Yeah. They know where each other's going to be.
It's an elite combination.
It's a great combination, you know. But, yeah, so it's always going to be difficult to stall. But that's back to now Mahomes needs to get time. And that's where I think the Eagles
that D-line.
Are talking. That's where the difference maker of this game might be is, you know, we got Mr. Carter up the front and
who's the Chiefs left tackle?
Chiefs left tackle?
Because rewatching that.
Chiefs left tackle, I got that for you. Nice. Joe Tooney.
Okay,
he's solid.
He is, but rewatching that AFC battle against the Bills the other week, it's just
Jawan Taylor
he's faltering a little bit.
Jawan Taylor was kind of has been kind of a liability too. I mean, outside of the fact that he also has to get lined up right because he's the most penalized tackle in the game this past year.
Oh yeah, dude. Yep. Yes, right tackle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He lines up so far back. Get out of here with that garbage.
Yeah.
It's
gross.
I don't even get started on that.
It's
not even borderline. It's completely not right.
So,
and they try to start to like enforce it, but and then I feel like
it's
they
like we're
gonna
have to call this every play.
Yeah,
and we can't do that because it's the Chiefs.
No, Jordan Davis was the other D tackle that you're thinking of.
Yep.
Yeah, the two of them just
Jordan
pushed
Davis
in the center.
Jordan Davis is a freaking
little Brandon Graham coming back too.
Yeah, that Eagles D. I mean, the Eagles D in general is just scary. You know.
But that's where
and that's why I think again it's just different this time around. It's a different Eagles team.
I think it is completely different. It's not completely different, but it's a
way different vibe.
Well, they're more
coming
veteran,
into this game. Yep. Way different,
you know.
Vibe.
Quarterback, all their skill possessions are all veteran guys at this point. Their offensive line is all pretty much veterans, on maybe other than the center.
Yep.
And defensively, their fronts. Seven, they're just younger than the last version, and their back end is even better.
Yeah, and their back end is so young too. You're just like,
other than Slay.
Yeah, because it's like, Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Like,
yeah, they're solid. And Mitchell might be the steal that early steal-ish guy in the first couple of rounds.
Yeah,
you know, if you did a redraft right now, people are thinking putting him in the top 10. You know, so yeah, that's the tough part about that. So. What are you going to do, Tyler?
It's going to be a matchup. What do you mean, what am I going to do?
I don't know.
Are we at the picks?
Already?
we've been talking to you for a minute. Kev, where are we at? We've been talking for 45 minutes already. Unbelievable.
Dang.
There was one more thing I was trying to bring up about the Chiefs, and now I blanked it. I did want to talk about their running back.
Give me some of your info there, Jake.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, I had made a comment about having to pick Chiefs Texans, and I said that there's probably some really stupid Andy Reid stat for his win loss record coming out of a bye.
Yeah,
okay.
Guess who dug it up? This guy.
Of course he did.
That's right. So Andy Reid career wise is 22-4 following a bye week in the regular season.
Wow.
However, interestingly enough, he's 4-4 coming out of a bye when the other team also has a bye.
Okay.
That same week. So Super Bowl
week,
right? Think about
the, that counts for the Pro Bowl week.
So, yeah, so that counts for the Pro Bowl week. Overall in the playoffs, he's 3-1.
Hmm. But specifically when the other team also has a bye, he's 4-4.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
So
he's going Chiefs is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's your really stupid Andy Reid stat of the day.
No, I like it.
It's really stupid Andy Reid stat of the day.
Like, yeah, he's one of those guys that just coming out of the bye week you don't bet against.
I get you.
Real quick before we do get in the picks, I realized what I wanted to say. Do you think Pacheco's not quite fully healthy? Or did he go down in the championship game? I don't think he did. They just didn't use him as much. He's not on the injury report.
I think they just didn't have to use him because Kareem Hunt had a good day. Being really effective.
Yeah.
And that's another one of those. Really, it's a strength of the Kansas City Chiefs about how balanced their roster is. Yep. It's like we've got a 1A and we've got a 1B.
Yeah,
whereas the
sure.
Eagles have, we've got a 1A and we've got maybe a 2B. Like Gainwell's.
And he's 2B is a good way to put it. A 2B.
Gainwell played in the last Super Bowl. And he's actually the only running back that was left.
Yeah, well, he also made Bonehead Move of the Week last year. So
lucky him.
Can't be on that list, buddy.
I guess the average ticket of the game is it?
For the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Where is it again?
New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
NOLA.
The Superdome. Like for cheap seat, we're talking. Or you're
just
saying
average ticket price,
dude. That's tough because the lower levels outrageous compared to the upper level. So $2,500.
I'm gonna guess $2,500.
No, absolutely not. Way more than that.
The average ticket price
is probably gonna be like, God, dude. Some of those are so expensive. I don't know, $50,000.
The average price, $50,000? No, yeah, no. $7,500.
Oh, okay.
How many people watch Super Bowl every year?
Ooh, every year?
Yeah. Or anticipated, whatever.
Anticipated to watch it? 200 million.
200 million? I mean...
At a bar or restaurant. Sorry, I forgot. I saw the number, and I was like, 17.6 million. That doesn't seem a lot. After you said 2 million, I go, yeah, that's probably about right. And then I'm like... 17. And I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't see the last part.
Is the answer
he waited for you to answer.
I was just looking at some goofy Super Bowl fun facts.
Well, I got one for you, actually, that I still had in my notes, and it's about the jerseys. So white jersey teams are now 37-21 in Super Bowls, and the Chiefs are wearing white. The Chiefs jersey wearing... Since Mahomes has been the starter, 2020 Super Bowl win, they were in red. 2021 loss, they were in red. 2023 win, they were in white. 2024 win, they were in red. So they are undefeated so far in Super Bowl wearing white when Patrick Mahomes has, been their quarterback.
But do have one win in red.
But they do have one win in red. So unfortunately, this stat doesn't matter at all for this one. But I just figured it was fun enough that I would share.
No, it's a good one. I like it.
So there's that, you know.
Yeah, I was just looking at like $500 million it brings into like the community, you know.
What was it? Was it, and this might have been when I was
growing up. This is the 11th time they've held us to the Super Bowl, too.
Is it? Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Is it like 1 million per 10 seconds for a commercial or 1 million per second or something? If you want to air a commercial,
well, 30 seconds. I thought 30 seconds was seven million. Was the going
rate for 30 seconds?
Yeah, I thought I saw this in this little
holy crap
thing.
Kev,
we gotta
get Banner at the boys as a commercial on the big game, buddy.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy a house, dog. We need a Super Bowl commercial.
Super Bowl commercial.
You got this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We got a state sale next weekend.
Yeah, right. So before we do picks for us three that are here, I figured I would let you guys know who our guests have picked.
Okay.
All right.
So, and if they said anything extra, you know, with explanation, sometimes they do, and I sometimes forget to share that. And I've not been chastised for it, so I'll just share it this time, and we're good. So,
all right.
D'Angelo just says Chiefs. you know, our Detroit Lions fan going with the Chiefs, probably because he hates the Eagles, like the rest of us NFC fans. Yeah, he's still in mourning. I get it, though. Yeah. Let's see. Dom, going with the Eagles. I'm just picking them because Saquon deserves it, he says.
Fair.
Rachel, going with the Eagles with an eagle emoji. That's all I got. Aw.
Fly.
Thanks, Rachel. Fly, Eagles, fly. Ugh, can't believe you said that.
I've seen that voice.
Ben just says, I know, I'm probably going to get spit on by an Eagles fan or something. Ben just says Eagles. Cody, a.k.a. Darth, says Eagles. Let's see.
Wow.
Dan the man, says, how about those Chiefs? Andy Reid.
Okay.
The early leader in the clubhouse on the picks.
Early clubhouse leader, yeah.
Kind of slipped at the end there. Dan,
other Tyler y'all. Here on the pod. Oh, speaking of, I got a crazy Banner the Boys podcast stat that I need to share before the end of the episode here. Tyler, unfortunately, Chiefs, he says. And so far, that is all we got for the picks. You know what? I didn't even ask Matt. Did I ask Matt? Oh, I did, and I texted him again. That's why. Let's see. Matt says, this is possibly the worst outcome and the hardest decision. I've been struggling with it the last week. Chiefs, I did it, period. I said it with the facepalm emoji.
I like it.
Matt is hurt. Oh, Matt is hurt with his decision.
Wow.
Well, especially after last, with the, you know, because his wife's the Josh Allen fan. So
funny enough, as those picks were coming in, it was Chiefs. And then Dom said Eagles. And then I said something to Dom about him picking the Eagles. And then the next three picks were Eagles. I'm like, okay, now it's interesting.
Tide's turning.
With that, we got to hear your take first.
My take first?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Pressure's on.
In the big game matchup. At the Super Bowl.
Or do you want to talk about Buffalo wings? What are you going to eat? Do you eat anything?
Hey, that's a great question. So, darn it. That could have been a trivia question. We'll still do it on the Facebook page. I don't mean to finger gun you. That was an accident. I know. I'm like,
We're going to have meatballs, buffalo chicken dip. Okay. Yeah.
That's the hot items.
Yeah.
Anything for you, Tyler?
Now I want a meatball sub.
Are you ordering
now? That sounds.
Are you making this stuff or do you order it?
I make it.
Oh, you chef show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we hold the banner with the boys Super Bowl party,
and Kevin make meatballs. Can cook too. So
I'm aware. Yeah. I'm aware. Kevin can cook. So. Yeah,
Kevin's wife's the better cook.
Hey, she makes a ridiculous torta. Yeah. Torta. Sorry, she makes a ridiculous torta. Anyway. If you have not had one, you need to have one.
I haven't had hers. So.
And it will keep you full for a hot minute.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
A-firm, yes. Anyway, darn it, where were we? Robert.
Food, what were you going to eat?
Oh, what am I eating?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know yet?
TBD.
Okay.
TBD.
I think I was looking at a stat, I think, second biggest consumption of food besides Thanksgiving.
Is the big game.
Yeah. Okay. Average calorie Super Bowl party feast, 6,000.
Whoa! Oh, like per person?
Holy
6,000 per person?
1.4.
I've been doing it wrong for a long time. Yeah. Oh, it does make sense.
Yeah, 1.4 billion chicken wings are eaten.
Continuing to talk about chicken wings makes me want to make.
I know.
I'm gonna want
to
make.
We're gonna have to
wings
eat
now.
Chicken wings live, so you can hear our smacking and chewing on the mic next week during the recap. Yep, Chiefs won.
Yeah, top Super Bowl foods: wings, ribs, layered dip, pizza, tenders, nachos.
Yeah, pizza, man after my own heart.
You know, cookies, brownies for the.
I'm a simple creature.
Yeah.
And buffalo chicken dips on there, so there you go.
There you go. Did meatballs make the list?
It should be on there.
How about little smokies?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Dang it.
All right. Well, now I'm getting hungry. And
you
want to
talk about the 54 million cases of beer that are sold on Super Bowl?
Wow.
Man, that's a lot of cappies.
That's a lot of cappies right there.
Hey, the cappy. Don't forget yourself one. Get yourself one. Is that what I said? Yeah.
Yes,
anyway, 4-pack on Amazon. Rob, what's your pick, dog? We're talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, did he pick yet?
No, I haven't picked yet. Oh, Tyler's already picked.
I didn't pick yet.
But
sorry.
You already were like,
and I threw out the food question and we got going.
Well, we got distracted by food.
Yeah, it happens.
Anyway.
But that's good banter, you know? Jake, everyone's going to eat. You eating.
So, Jake, your pick dog.
So, this is...
Damn, I wish I had a Chicago dog for something.
I've been struggling with this pick for the last 2 weeks also. Because it's just like, man, these are both really solid teams from top to bottom.
It's a great matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be a good matchup, even though I'm kind of sick and tired of Chiefs.
Yeah.
Not a big Eagles guy.
Would you consider the two best teams in the NFL?
Just not new and shiny. Well, this year they are, yeah. That's why they're playing for the
There's upsets, but yeah.
I think overall, you can't argue that you've got, like, the two best teams or close to.
I gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to be a
healthy
homer.
No.
I would be like, I could be a homer and be like, I think the Ravens are better than Chiefs, but we never got that opportunity.
And you could throw Detroit into that conversation,
well, that's
too.
Just
but,
if Detroit's healthy, I think they're the best NFC team, but I think the Eagles are right there.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
So, right there. No beef with that. I would really love for this to be like a Saquon Barkley running backs or back game. But I'm concerned about the officiating. I don't want it to be a thing. The NFL doesn't want it to be a thing.
They came out and said it too.
None of the fans want it to be a thing. So,
and both teams are gonna be handsy in the backside.
Yep, absolutely. I think that they're gonna let them play. And that's gonna be to the I think that's gonna be to the advantage of AJ Brown. Specifically, he's a very physical receiver.
Big physical receiver. Yeah.
Travis Kelce is too, but he's not running the same kind of like physical routes.
D-Hop would be more of that.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. All of the stats and the suggestions and the tinfoil hat stuff say the Chiefs, but I work for a company that's based out of Philadelphia, so I'm gonna go.
That's
and choose my heart. Absolutely. Grease the poles. I'm picking the Eagles.
I don't think we can say that anymore. Grease the poles.
Yeah, for safety.
Yeah. They grease the poles in Philadelphia.
For safety. That's right. No. Yeah. That's supposed to keep you off them. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
I'm going to pick Eagles. I just like my heart wants it.
Your heart
between
wants
the two
the Eagles?
Between the two of these, yes, my heart wants the Eagles. I don't want to see the Chiefs three-peat. I don't need to continue to. I want to hear about Patrick Mahomes.
What don't
Mahomes.
You like about history?
Well, and that's that's my beef, right? That's exactly where I was going. My heart wants the history, and my head hates it, but I'm going Eagles, and it's only because, honestly, I think Saquon's going to make the difference in this game. That's exactly what they were missing the last time these two teams played for a Super Bowl. If they had Saquon Barkley that game, I don't think it goes the same way. I really don't. Don't get me wrong. Patrick Mahomes with the ball is just dangerous, especially in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. You know, I can't. But I think the Chiefs defense will not be able to handle Saquon Barkley outside the tackles. I think he can dance his way around, and whatever, but I think it's outside the tackles specifically. They won't be able to handle Saquon. And then... Yeah, that Eagles defense. I mean, they're hungry for it.
Yeah,
it's tough. But again, my heart does. Ugh, and I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm not an Eagles fan either. So all of this is just horrible for me to say. But yeah, my heart wants the three-peat because I don't think we'd ever see it again, at least in my lifetime. So
I know now that you're 30. So
yeah, well, didn't need to throw that in there again.
Well, was this across the screen for a half hour? Or something?
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Now I'm gonna have to pay attention. Great.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm with you on this game. So I'm really liking the XOs. That's what really makes me excited, just because there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. You got the Chiefs. McDuffie on the backside. That matchup. And then there's Reed, the safety. Probably one of the best run support safeties in the NFL, which I think he's going to be free agent, FYI. So if Harry moves on, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, interesting.
And maybe DJ Reed from the Jets, FYI, but we'll talk about that another time.
Javion Holland's out there, too.
Yeah, I don't know. We have the whole collection of them. But,
I know.
But also, you have Chris Jones in the middle, and he's an all-pro. So, and yes, the Eagles front five is... one of probably the best in the in the league, it's arguable.
Chris
the
Jones
linebacker
is dominant.
He's so dominant, and they have a bunch of other key little players. The 56 on the outside. I can't think of his last name. it's a long last name. But you also got Nick Bolton in the middle. Probably one of the smarter linebackers. Also another free agent for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that was the matchups against A up the middle, which that's where Patrick Mahomes gets very magic, is kicking out of the pocket. That's talking about the Kelce plays.
Extending the play. He's a magician at it. Probably the best at it.
Agreed. And they do have a lot of trickery, a lot of fun little plays that can keep that Eagles defense off balance, even with all the speed and the skill set.
Wait for it.
I did watch the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And
cool, we did too, buddy.
Lately.
Yeah, I
did not recently watch all 22 of the Super Bowl. I made it halfway through,
and it was like, this is pointless to me now.
I am totally agreeing with you. Because it's different. I think
it's different. That's the conclusion I came to.
Well, thanks for giving
stealing
away.
I'm stealing it. Go for it. Sorry, go for it.
Saquon Barkley is the game changer difference between it on the offensive side. I think that they're outside zones, what we talk about. And just having Brown on that, it's going to be a lot of man-to-man. It'll make it interesting. And also, but I also think that's what the difference maker is. Hurst can break those blitzes and scoot outside versus, I don't think Daniels could escape those little arm tackles as easy as,
not yet,
as Hurst will and also did last Super Bowl. So, and that defense is young, hungry. They're going to be aggressive. We'll see if Kelce has the speed still to compete with that Eagles defense. They're fast and quick and young back there. The outside receivers of the Chiefs don't scare me. So I think Slay and Mitchell they'll be fine. I think that's going to be the difference maker. And I think the Eagles are going to win it, even though I want the Chiefs to do a three-peat like you.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. So Eagles in agreeance up here, but it was tough. I mean, it's tough.
It's tough.
I mean, and again, with the tinfoil hat stuff the script, if you will, and some of the games with the refs this year, sure, all that's, kind of in the back of your mind, but I think it's truly a different game this year in this matchup. It's just, I don't know, the Eagles are definitely good enough to beat them. Same with the Chiefs, definitely good enough. It's lining up.
A couple
up to
weird
be a great
plays.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the game could totally change.
Both teams just got to take care of the ball.
Yep. Agreed. And that was the difference maker the last time they played.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And the Eagles have a completely better, older.
It's a different vibe. I'm telling team, you. It's a way different vibe this time around. And that's.
I feel like I'm more scared if I was to play against the Eagles versus the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are really good team.
And the Chiefs are wearing white jerseys.
And they're wearing white jerseys.
So there's that. So, that's it.
That's what I'm going.
Let's wrap. Cut it, Kev. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, Jake, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for all season.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to continuing to come back if you'll allow it.
Some days.
Rob, I think we got to talk about it. No, seriously, no. You've been great all year.
Great takes, good insight.
You went, you do your homework. You went and found the Andy Reid stat from the last time you were on. I mean, that's just next level stuff.
It is. We'd appreciate that.
We absolutely love you having you on. And absolutely. You'll be back next year. You're our expert in-house Ravens fan. So
heck yeah.
We'll definitely be in touch here in the near future as we get ready for our draft preview show, which is down the road, probably closer to draft, as things start coming out and, the combine gets closer and stuff like that. But
we got some ideas coming up on the off season. We might pop on, maybe do some live shows or we'll figure out some stuff. So,
but when we get to that point, love to have your take on what the Ravens should do with their draft capital here. Rob, it's been a great season. We'll be back next week.
I mean,
it's not the end.
It's not the end, but it was a great season. My Vikings went 14 and they lost a couple, but
Vegas said they'd win 6.
Exactly. And so having 14 positive, good feeling weekends, I'll take that almost every year, a chip in a chair. We were in the game.
I usually have good weeks too after a Vikings win.
And everything feels better. I don't watch Sports Center. I don't watch anything. I don't want to see anything. So that's just, but it was a good year. And, I'm excited finally for this game and it should be a good one. So,
no, it was a great year. And also, actually, I did forget to mention, 2-year anniversary of Banner with the Boys.
There it is.
2-year anniversary of Banner with the Boys. We're still here, still doing it, still bannering, if you will.
First season of Gridiron Updates officially, though.
Yeah. Well, no, this is season 2 of Gridiron Updates, technically. Right. I think we named it something new this year. I think it got its official name this season, but second year of NFL.
Gotcha.
First full season, or did we do full season last year of F1? Can't remember. Maybe let's just say first full season of F1, but we had some episodes released last year.
Just hop on our YouTube channel and scroll. Just keep scrolling, watch them all. And our YouTube, figure it out.
And our YouTube was at 20,000, or I'm sorry, 20 subscribers, not 20,000. Yep. 20 subscribers, and we're up to 6.58 now. Thousand.
It was a good year. Thank everyone. Thanks, everybody.
So seriously, thank you guys so much for following,
liking, and subscribing,
and liking and subscribing.
Hey, man,
yes. Thank
he's
you,
got
Jake.
This down.
Yes, sir.
He'd be doing his own.
Hey,
podcast.
Where can you listen to the banner, Jake?
Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, and anywhere else you find your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Recently, iHeartRadio. So
we're on
the Bookface too.
Oh, Bookface. Yeah.
TikTok yet, or do we
follow,
have TikTok?
Hey, also follow the Facebook page. That's where you can see announcements about live shows coming up, whether we go live on YouTube or Facebook or both, which has happened. We've tested it.
Yeah.
It worked. We're going to do it a couple different ways.
Behind the scenes stuff, you know? Yeah.
Never know. Yeah. We're going to do some cable management soon. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if we need to.
We can do a time lapse.
It looks really good. What you guys see looks really great. What we see, other than Kev, is a little rough.
It's a mess.
But so maybe we should film the cable manager, but maybe we shouldn't. You just know that it works and it sounds okay, right?
Thanks, Mom.
Anyway,
for watching.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, I don't think my mom watches. I can't use Hi Mom.
I found out over the Christmas break that my parents actually watch. Yeah.
They tune in.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake's parents. Yeah. See. We're on it. What are their names?
Jack and Don.
Shout out, Jack and Don. Thanks for being supporters of the Banner with the Boys and watching your son up here do an excellent job. So with that, Jake already said the line. So, you know, obviously.
Oh, and thank you too, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks Tyler, for being the hostess with the mostest.
The hostess with the mostest. Yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate
it. Starting us off, you know, when we're struggling, you pick us up.
Until I struggle in the beginning too or whatever, and then we're all just staring at each other and like, well, good thing this is an organic show.
Yeah.
This is not scripted ever. We have bullet points. That's about all we got. So with that, I'm just going to say it anyway because I'll feel naked. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you can get the banner. And we'll see you next week. Here, I'm Banner with the Boys.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.